声音，你现在听到声音嘛？然后你去想声音的意思嘛？所以其实，所以耳是并没有成为所缘啊，是声音跟概念成为所缘的、
啊。对，这个问题其实是有一点啊，感觉有点问题，因为我们认为耳是被经验到了的话，好像就是因为在那个当下只有声音被经验到，然后说耳是被经验到。这个是怎么个状况？这个是
对对对，这个是一个问，就是可以问这个问题，因为声音被听到之后呢，接着就会去想那个声音的意思嘛。
嗯，
那什么时候耳识才会出现的意思是成为被经验的对象哦，出现跟升起是不一样的意思哦。
嗯，
可是不是出现呢？应该是先成为概念之前，应该是先接受到他看到了，后面才会。继续下去，
它是升起了，但是就是说没被经验到。
所以大壮，你要问问那个问题吗？
好
，OK
啊、那么就是问一下这个啊、平常我们这个听到声音就直接跳到它的意含义上去了，但这个耳识没有被经验到，应该怎么样才能够算是经验到耳识呢
？The question is about.When sound is heard, and then we think about the sound, the meaning of the sound, right away, immediately, then how does hearing, be experienced?
What is there now must be experienced, no matter what at all, even just very, very tiny thing. From there to then and on, it has to be experienced. Otherwise, it cannot appear at all.No doubt about that.
首先呢，那个在那里的，也就是说出现的，不管是什么所缘啊，它一定是被经验嘛，对不对？这点是毫无怀疑的。也就是说，心一定会经验一个对象，不管那个对象是什么。
但是就是没有感知到它被经验。
But there is no experience of hearing. There's no knowing of the experience of hearing.
That's why it's taken for I because of not understanding that which experiences just arise to experience that and then fall away instantly. No understanding of that experiencing at all. That's why it's always I all the time who hears, see, who think, who what and what and what from birth to death and then after death, no more I. So how can there be such I?Of this moment or any moment at all.
老师的意思是，这就是为什么、哦、你刚刚说没有经验到耳识，那就是为什么我们一直认为是我在听。如果当我们真的知道是耳识在听的时候，当然就会知道不是我在听。这就是为什么我们一直都没有知道那个去经验的，所以我们常常都认为就是我在看、我在听、我在想。所以那个经验耳识的因缘条件并没有被培养哦。
And the cittas arise and fall away so rapidly, so the cittas in the ear door process arise and fall away rapidly, and then as you say, usually there's just thinking about shapes, sounds, meanings, ideas. But any time hearing itself, any reality can be the object of the mind door process in between all the thinking that the reality of hearing itself can beunderstood intellectually in the beginning and then directly. So,
虽然说我们经验那个不管是被看到的形状哦，在想的形状，或者是经验，或者是想着声音的意义哦，那这个时候心的生命是非常非常的快速的，在听到跟想着声音的这些不同的过程呢，是会有耳识的影子被经验的哦。但是太快了，所以他并不清楚或者是不知道他在那里。
So as John said, when the reality of hearing itself is the object of the mind or process, the object of understanding, its experience, it appears, there's no doubt about how can hearing be known. And it can be the object any time after hearing itself has arisen and fallen away in the...following mind or process
那么耳是被经验一定是在意门嘛，它不可能在感官的门，因为感官的门经验的是色吧。所以刚刚老师说的就是虽然它很快，但是一旦它真正被经验的时候就不会怀疑了。那现在我们现在不知道，我们不知道它被经验，所以我们其实会好奇或者是怀疑它怎么会被经验到。
As we've discussed before, the reality of hearing is the sound and then falls away immediately. It just lasts for a moment. And there are countless moments, countless ear door processes. And what is actually experienced, what is known, is the limiter of hearing, not just one hearing when it arises, but the sign, the limiter of the reality of hearing.Which has fallen away and conditions the thinking about it.
这里有两个重点哦，就是说，除了我们所谓的经验耳识呢，是经验耳识的 limita 之外呢，因为新的生命太快了，我们经验的并不是一个耳识而已哦，就其实是有很多的，就是那一瞬间已经有非常多的新的生命了，所以你不可能是直接第一个耳识升起灭去，它就被经验了。
So there can be understanding of the limiter of hearing now or any time.
所以这个直接经验法这个事情是有可能在任何时刻都发生的，不会直到它突然升起的。
Dhammas arise and fall away all the time without being known to thinking consciousness.
这是一个提出来的，这是一个很重要的问题哦。法的生灭非常的快哦，通常都不被那个意识去知道。
We know there must be seeing now and hearing now because images appear through the eyes and through the ears. But the actual moments of seeing and hearing are not known as they truly are.
我们知道现在会有看会有听是因为有东西出现在我们面前，有声音被响了，所以我们知道有在看有在听，但是他们被知道的时候并不是在他们真正被知道。并不是我们只是想着它，并不是它真的成为所缘。
What conventionally the world takes for seeing or hearing is in fact thinking about what has been seen and what has been heard.
那所以我们在意门就是在想着那些被看到的，然后去想着那些被听到的。
And the object of that thinking is concepts, not the realities of visible object and sound.
所以当然被想的就只是那些概念，那些被看到的形状或者被听到的那些名字的概念而已。
And this is why the truth of the underlying reality are the truths that were discovered by the Buddha at the time of his enlightenment.
所以这个问题的重要性的意义就在于佛陀发现了在这个概念世界的掩盖住了那个法的真相。
And those realities can be directly known only by panya, the mental factor of panya, not by thinking, not by looking for them, not by trying to experience them.
那么这个概念世界这个之背后的所谓的法呢，只能被智慧知道，不能透过去想着它，不能透过去寻找它知道。
And this is why any kind of directed effort.In terms of a practice, is bound to be fruitless, is bound to take one in the wrong direction, because instead of studying realities, one is actually studying concepts of reality.
这里很重要的一个意义就是，因此任何试图去练习是不可能有结果的。理由就是因为你并不是直接去经验法，你只是在专注在跟这个法有关的概念而已。
Or should I say concepts that arise based on the experience, based on realities.
也就是说想着是因为这个概念，但是因为有法才会有概念。所以任何的练习其实并不是培养直接经验法的条件，只是经验那个概念而已。
I mean concepts that come to mind, not arise, because concepts don't arise. Concepts that come to mind, what we take for,realities when there is directed effort are in fact concepts that come to mind based on the previous experience of realities. Realities just experienced.
嗯，因为法是会生灭的嘛，除了涅槃，法会生灭。那这个概念呢，只是形成的，好，成为所缘。概念并没有所谓的生灭的问题。
I think that it's all about not understanding this moment as it is.
我想这是因为我们并没有真的了解现在这一刻的真实的样子。
That's right. The point is how to have the understanding of what is there as not self. Otherwise, there must be the idea of self more and more and more from life to life.
所以最重要就是了解现在在那里的不管是什么都不是我，都不是人或什么东西，否则会一直累积这样子的见解。
We learn about the word, about this and that, but what is that which bring about the understanding of this moment, little by little, as it is, as not self?
我们可以学很多知识哦，但是最重要的是那些可以帮助我们一点一点了解现在的法。
That's why each word should be thought about very carefully.To understand that it cannot be taken for anything permanent at all. Otherwise, there cannot be the letting go the idea of self or anything as it is, something.
也只有透过了解现在的法，他们的生灭，才能够真的放掉，否则我们怎么会放掉我存在的概念呢？
That's right. Don't forget the point of it is the understanding of that which is now.As it is, otherwise the self of the thing is there.
所以整个诗会的重点完全就在于现在在那里的是什么，否则那个，否则一直就是在我的概念里。
To understand the characteristic of that as it is not self, which has to begin from hearing again and again and again.
要能够真的了解现在出现的法并不是我，也只能透过一直的闻慧，一直的闻慧，不断的听闻思慧，这样子。
How come to think of what is there, which hears and think about the shape and form? See, whatever is experienced must be a reality which experiences it. Otherwise, it can appear as this or that.
所有任何被经验的，不管是什么，一定有个什么去经验的嘛？否则那个被经验的怎么能出现呢
？But that which experiences is not known from life to life because there is the idea of something of that which is known all the time.
但是那个去经验的一直没有被知道，一世接着一世啊，我们都一直只是知道那个被经验的。
For example, what is seen now, see, it's only the idea about that, what is seen.
比如说现在什么被看到，可是我们都只是那个被看到的概念而已，我们只能去想着那个被看到的。
No understanding that without that which arises to experience it, nothing is there as something as we are thinking about.
我们没有去了解，如果没有那个去经验的升起，去经验那个出现的，怎么会有一个被想的概念在那里呢？
And what is there which arises to experience is unknown, is covered up.From life to life, years and years ago. That's why even just talk about that which arises and experience is not easy to understand.
所以那个去经验的呢，一直是被掩盖住的哦，很久很久，一世接着一世。所以光是要去了解有个那个什么去经验的，就已经不容易了。
Only hearing about it and thinking about it, but what about the understanding of that which is now seen?
我们可以讨论说，哦，我们可以讲那个去看的，去讨论它，但是真的直接了解它呢，那个去看的。
That's right, no matter how much we heard about it, but what about the truth? That which now sees, it is conditioned to arise, nothing can make it arise, and just to see and then follow it.
那个去看的，它必须有条件，没有谁可以让它升起哦，它升起也就灭了，很快就灭了。
And how can that be taken for I, who does not understand this, does not understand that, who think about this and then about that, from day to day?
那这个升起就立刻去灭，就灭掉的，不管他是去看、去听、去想，他怎么能够可以被当成是我呢？他升起就立刻灭了。
That's why the most moment in life is to understand that actually, nothing is there when nothing arises.
所以很难去了解，就是其实我们一直觉得有人有东西，可是事实上所有的升起就立刻灭了，根本就没有。
So now, what is there is conditioned to arise because no one can make it arise at all.
所以现在在那里升起的或出现的，不管是什么哦，没有人可以要它，那是因缘条件。
And that which conditions is arising cannot be taken for anything permanent at all.
这些有条件升起的是不可能恒常的。
For example, that is not always seen and not being known is that even that which conditioned the seeing is not there anymore, only very shortly. Even that which experiences is so short because it's not always there to condition such moment.
那个去看的升起灭去的很短哦，已经升起生灭已经很快了，而且它又不是说一定就一直在那里，也有别的根本的经验。
And this is the unknown truth only by the teachings of the Buddha who has enlightened tell people just to hear about it and consider it to understand the truth of what is there as no one and nothing at all.
那么这个是当然是不被知道的真相，是由佛陀告诉我们的。那么也只有从他的解说里面，我们去思考他的话，去了解这个真相。
So the best moment in life, each life is no one there at all, only different conditions arising and falling away. And when the time comes to be nothing at all in this life to be followed to the other life.
所以最珍贵的时刻是真的了解，其实根本就没有人或东西，就只是生命的法。在这一次所谓的结束之后，也都什么都没有啊，其实每一刻都什么都没有。
Did you take anything from last life?
有从上一次带来什么吗?
Is anything permanent?
有什么是恒常的吗?
So, what do you cling to? That which is not permanent.
那所以你要执取的是什么呢? 那些都不恒常的是你要执取的吗?
And clinging is now at moment of seeing. See, it's there already.
在看之后呢,立刻就有贪爱了。
And go on each moment to cling to that which is not known as it is, as just only very short moment and then gone completely.
就这样子一直重复哦，去执取那个其实我们也不知道是什么的，在看之后立刻就有执取，可是太快了，那个执取是什么我们自己都不知道。
That's why learning about the truth, which will be directly experience not far away from this because life can end at any time.
所以也只有听闻会才有机会真的是直接经验法，那但是死亡又随时可能发生。
So the best moment, the most precious moment is understanding what is now little by little as not self, not anything at all, only a moment of experiencing that which is now appearing.
所以最珍贵的一刻一定就是了解现在这刻是什么，了解那个出现的是什么。
Is it very precious to understand this moment as no one there, as the truth, the absolute truth?
了解现在这一刻是什么，在那里的根本就不是没有人也没有东西，这样子的一刻的了解是珍贵的吗？
So listen to anyone.Anything to understand the truth that it's not there anymore.
所以去了解，那个不管出现的是什么，升起的是什么，它已经不在那里了。
What was there just a moment ago now?
那刚刚在那里的，就是那一刻之前。
Completely gone, unknown all the time.
它就完全的消失灭去了，可是都不被知道，都没有被知道。
Where is it now? See?Impossible to have it arise again.
那些灭去的现在在哪里？不可能再让他们升起。
To be object of attachment, see.
但是他是成为贪爱的对象。
But there is attachment unknowingly all the time by conditions. That's why listen to the truth of each reality as it is now appearing.
但是他灭去了，但他成为贪爱的对象哦，所以贪爱是有条件升起的哦。 那我们也只能逐渐的去了解真相是什么。
And that is the only way to know who taught this. It has to be the enlightened one.
那这也是唯一可以知道，当我们越了解真相，越有信心，佛陀是唯一能带给我们、教给我们真相的人。
So study each word of his teaching to understand better and better and understand it. Without his words of truth, no one can understand this moment at all.
所以也因为对他的信心，我们就更有兴趣去了解他说的话。那也只有他的教导，没有人可以真的的教导可以让我们了解现在这一刻是什么。
So what is this moment?
所以这一刻是什么？
就是只有瞬间生灭的法。
Just a fleeting dhammas.
What is there?
那在那里的是什么？
在那里的是那个就是尘，就是色尘啊、生尘啊这些。
Like a visible object and a sound.
Okay, is it there still now? Is it still there now?
它还在那里吗？
它升起就灭去了。
所以它还在那里吗？
它不在了。
No, it's not there.
See, anymore, and this is life. Mm-hmm. And this is true, that it can be directly experienced from more and more understanding, which bring about this attachment to that which is now appearing little by little.
你看，所以它不在那里了，这就是生命的经验，这是真相。只有逐渐的了解才能够降低贪爱的执取。
Is it very interesting to understand the word? It's impossible to understand the truth.
要了解话，要只是理智上了解佛陀话呢，是有趣的，也不难的。但是真的要直接懂是难的。
Because who is so interested? See, I no understanding of that. There's no I.
那如果觉得很有趣，那么是谁在觉得有趣呢？是我吗？
That's why to know the truth is actually lots of misunderstanding. That's why even there is I right now of the five khandhas, the rupa, my body, and the vedana, sanya, sankhara khandha, and nama khandha are there. But learning to hear and think that it's not easy to erase all this misunderstanding, but it has to be the function of panya.Understanding just one word at a time as nothing and no one, little by little.
就是我们听到真相的解说可能觉得有趣，可是像现在五蕴，比如身体色蕴好了，我们还是把它当成是我的。真的了解其实是要一点一滴的累积的。
And how deep it is, it has to be very careful study as not for me, but the truth is there.Which can be known little by little by hearing again and again and consider carefully about the truth.
那么智慧的累积呢，必须不是为了我，所以他智慧才能够正确的培养，正确的累积。
So is there I now?
所以现在有我吗？
没有。
So what is there? No I, but what is there?
如果没有我，那在那里的是什么？
就是因缘相续生灭的法。
Conditioned.Dharma.
The experiencing that which arises, otherwise it cannot experience at all. So this moment, the experiencing experience an object.
所以如果没有我在那里的是什么？那个身体去经验的，否则就不会有任何东西出现了嘛。
Can there be the selection of the object for them to experience?
那个身体去经验的，他可以选择被经验的是什么吗？
不可以。
No.
See, that is the beginning of understanding anatta-ness, which is there all the time, every moment.
所以不能去选择这个了解呢，是开始去了解什么叫做无我的意义，并不是由我决定的，没有人有意志力可以支配法。
So, not just rush to understand whatever is there, but to understand that actually there's no one. It takes quite a long, long time.To be so true, to know what is there.
所以并不是要急着去知道很多，而是能够慢慢的、很扎实的、坚定的了解无我的真相这个事实。
So it's not just enough. It's not me. Who says that? When there's no understanding, that must be you all the time.
所以我们说没有我， 其实没那么简单啊，一旦我们很容易就忘了这件事情，又是我在那里了。
That's why there should be hearing about that which is now appearing to understand what is there more and more until it can condition the understanding. It cannot be different from no self and nothing.
所以这就是为什么我们在讨论在那里出现的是什么，也只有透过这样逐渐的了解，我们才能够真的了解真的是没有我这个真相。
That's why in order to understand that which is hidden,all the time in life, years and years ago, there should be the understanding more and more about just one reality at a time. Otherwise, they are all mixed up.
所以要真的了解真相呢的唯一的培养路径就是一次知道一个法，清楚的知道一个法，否则是不会知道真相是什么。
It doesn't matter at all as long as it is the absolute truth.Otherwise, one will take it wrong, and there cannot be the eradication of wrong understanding and ignorance.
那么当然，如果没有透过法去了解法，透过出现的法去了解法，那么又怎么可能根除无明呢？智慧就不可能培养累积去根除无明。
So let's talk just about one word at a time to know whether there is the clear understanding of that or not yet as no self and no thing.
所以我们就一次一个来真的了解并不是我。
Because each word of reality will bring about a little more understanding of the truth that it cannot be taken for anything at all. It's there by conditions only.
因为每对法对法每次多一次的听闻思会的了解呢都是在累积越来越能够知道真相是什么。
So,Just study just one word at a time. And now, what word, please?
所以我们就一次讨论一个法，一个字就好。所以现在谁要提哪一个法呢？现在有什么在那里？
Until it's clear at the very moment of talking about it, little by little.
直到我们对这个法，
as new one, nothing.
直到我们对这个要讨论的法越来越清楚了，它并不是我，它也不是我的。
就是现在啊。现在什么法在那里？譬如讲，可能常常我们讲，就是有一个妄想，认为有个我在这里。这个是那个52个行所中间的邪见是吧？
嗯哼。
那么就是现在邪见在那里。
Ditti is there.
Pardon? Ditti?
Wrong view, yeah.
Wrong view, okay. What is there now?
在那里的是什么啊？
就认为好像我能做这个，我去做那个。
There's the concept of I who can do this or do that.
Right or wrong?
这是对还是不对呢？
这是不对的。那么也就是说，是不是平常我们认为我能做这个，我能做那个，事实上根本就没有一个我能做这个，我能做那个，是吗？
意思？It's wrong. So in daily life, when I think I can do this, I can do that, but...Actually, there's no I who can do this, who can do that. Is that right?
So what is concept?
所以什么是概念呢?
Everything seems so very easy to say it's wrong. But what is it? If there is no understanding of it, can that be right? But when there is the understanding of it, one understands what's meant by concept.
我们可能可以很容易说什么是对的，什么是错的。可是关键还是在有没有真的了解。那我们有真的了解什么是概念吗？
对，就是没有了解吧，就是一下子就进入到概念世界了，就是。
So quick, so fast, we are in the world of concept, not understanding.
Okay. But what is so quick and so fast?
那是什么这么快？是什么东西这么快？
是心吧
？Chitta.
Okay, chitta. So, is that?Any moment of seeing right now?
那现在有任何一刻在看吗？
是的。
Yes.
What is that?
那个在看的是什么呢？
在看的是眼识，然后是意识。在看的是眼识。
Seeing.
Seeing is that at the moment of there is something seen, right?
眼识就是在那一刻有什么被看到的那一刻，对不对？
对。
So at that very moment, there must be a reality which can see like at the moment, the tree cannot see, the bed cannot see. But at moment of seeing, it must be a reality which is there, which can see, right?
所以在看的那一刻一定有个什么可以去看, 对不对?
对。
Yes.
Does it have to arise? Otherwise, there cannot be the moment of seeing.
它是不是一定要升起, 否则就没有所谓的看那一刻了?
对。
Yes.
It cannot just arise by itself, right?
它不能只是自己升起, 对不对?
对对对, 它要条件。
Yes.
And can it do other thing else besides seeing?
那个去看的除了看以外可以做别的吗?
不能, 只能看。
No.
Can it only see?
它只是看吗?
对, 它只是看。
Yes.
And like is not seeing, right?
喜欢。 不是看, 对不对? No.
So, can it be, I like it?
那, 所以可以是我喜欢吗?
To learn about no one there at all, only different conditions, realities, not unknown yet, not be known yet.
这是我们一个一个去了解, 所以并不是我在看,我在喜欢哦, 是有不同的法, 但是很多法还没有被清楚的知道。
Is there God or anyone who can make it arise?
那不管是刚提到哪一个法, 有谁可以要他升起吗? 有谁是由他决定要他升起吗?
没有办法。
No.
This is the beginning of understanding more, just a little bit about what is there now. It's conditioned to arise, to just see and then gone. No one can stop, for it's falling away.
这就是我们逐渐去了解，在那里的不管是什么呢，它是因缘和合升起的，也没有人可以阻止它。嗯，就是说，如果我们看到一个东西，然后喜欢了，然后又感觉是我喜欢的，就是这个过程是不是说经历了被看见的，然后经历了喜欢那个心所，经历了瞥见我的那个心所呢
？So when we see something and we like this something. Does that mean there are many chittas that sees, and also there are dharma that likes, and also there's the ditti, we take it, I like it.
Mm-hmm. So no we, no I, but there are different realities arising just to be that, not to be other thing at all. Just in a moment and it fall away all the time, and that is no we, no I at all. See, beginning to understand the truth of no self and no thing, little by little, until there's more and more understanding of whatever is there, it will lessen the idea of self, which is wrong view.
那么老师是同意你说的，就是因为这些不同时刻的法的生灭太快了，那各个不同的法其实是去做他们自己的功能哦，但是也因为邪见的关系，我们认为是由我在经验的，我在喜欢，我在看。 但是也只有一刻一刻的去了解这些法，我们才能够真正的慢慢的、逐渐的降低我是存在的这一个的执取。So
if someone would say go there to do this or that practice, is that right or wrong?
所以如果有人说去那里或哪个地方某个地方做这个做那个来练习是对的还是不对的？是不对的，因为没有办法控制它。It's not correct, it's not right, because we cannot control Dharma.
Is it wrong?
就只能了解它，就是说智慧。
We cannot control, we can only understand.
So is that wrong to have such idea to practice?
所以有着去练习的这样的想法是错的吗?
是错的。
It's wrong.
See, that's why no one can ask you to go wrong. It's one's own understanding of what is right and what is wrong.
如果你能够真的了解什么是对的，什么是不对的，那就没有人可以把你带到错误的道路。So
what is right brings more and more right understanding of no one and no self. And this is the point of listening to the truth.
那个对的，那个正确的见解，会带来更多更多的正确的见解，了解什么才是真的。
And when there is right understanding, one can understand of so many wrong ideas in the world, in life, years and years ago.
那也随着正见的累积，会发现在生命中这样累世来有这么多好多好多错误的想法。
And it's only great understanding which can eradicate the idea of what is wrong. Otherwise, it's there because of no understanding the truth.
那么也只有正确的见解、正确的了解真相是什么的智慧，才能够去根除那些所有各种不同的错误的看法。
When there is more understanding, it's firmer and firmer until it conditions the moment of directly understand the truth right now. And that is the very strong understanding of the truth, little by little.
那么也只有对，只有真见的累积的坚定，才能够成为四念住直接经验法的条件。
That's why in the beginning, there must be hearing the truth and consider it.So that Panya can develop from then on to understand the truth.
所以在还没能直接经验法的之前呢，我们也只能去听闻真相，去思考真相，才能培养智慧。
And more than that, as long as reality does not appear as it is, wrong understanding is there because it's accumulated.So very, very great that it can condition any moment of not understanding reality right now. There is something that is not right.
所以在那之前呢，在真的能够知道经验法智慧越来越高越犀利之前呢，一定会有常常会有很多的错误的了解的。那这个时候是危险的，是容易走上错误的道路的。
Because nothing is there as something at all. It's gone forever.All the time.
事实上是那里是没有人没有东西的，那些升起的早就灭了。
Can this be the object of understanding more and more until the moment of enlightenment of truth?
这些法能够成为被了解的对象吗？一直到开悟为止。
And that is meant by the Four Noble Truths, enlighten the truth as it is, no more wrong view from then on.
那么开悟悟的是什么？悟的是四圣谛哦，真相。
And this is one's refuge, one's own understanding from hearing the Buddha's word, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha.
那么这个当然智慧的累积就是自己的咯，那也是对佛法生的信心跟依靠。
And what is Sangha is not just ordinary monk, but it's the...Panya, which has enlightened the truth as not Buddha, but as Sangha, Savaka.
所以当我们讲唯一三宝的佛法僧的时候呢，这个僧指的是已经开悟的圣人了。
The truth is the truth, so each word of it conforms with the other word. That's why understanding just one word at a time, we will be more and more understanding of the other word.
那么真相就是真相哦，对一个字的真正的真相的了解，会带来对其他字的也是会带来其他的了解，一样的，他们不抵触。
Having understand this, there can be the understanding at moment of hearing anything, whether that is right or what is whether that is wrong. It's one's own refuge, not to follow the other.
当智慧真的能够了解这一刻的是什么的真相的时候呢，自己就是自己的依靠了，他知道什么是对的，什么是不对的。
So now you can know by oneself what is right and what is wrong.
但是我们现在可能还是不能知道什么是对的，什么是不对的哦。
And anyone say the wrong thing as the right thing, you understand instantly.
可是一旦你真的能够了解这一刻是什么的时候呢，如果别人说了一些错的东西，你就立刻能够了解。
Even that is not you, but it's the reality which understand.
会知道不是你，是那个去了解的智慧在了解。
Is it firm now to know what's right and what's wrong?
那知道什么是对，什么是错，这件事情已经坚定了吗
？When it's there, it cannot be changed. Right is right and wrong is wrong.No one there.
对的就是对的，错的就是错的，没有人可以改变它。
This is enough of just one word, wrong understanding.
那只有一个字就足够了吗？刚刚在讨论邪见的话，就够了吗？一个字。
A question for Dao Duan. Last time there was some discussion with you about panya in a form and anger in a form. So now is hearing in something, is hearing in a form.
那跟上次的讨论的相关连结就是我们在讨论上次提到民法是不是在某个形式里哦。那所以 Sarah 在问你说，那现在今天刚刚这样讨论下来，你会认为智慧或者是是在以某个形式，在某个东西某个形式里吗？
没有，它就是它本身可能在那里。
对。No, not in the form. It's just there with its characteristic.
So is hearing in anything?
那所以耳是有在任何东西吗？任何什么里面吗？
没有，耳是就是耳根啊，就是这个深层碰到耳根了，它出现了。
No, it's not in anything. It's just conditioned by sound and ear sense.
And how about the sound? Is sound in anything? Is it in any form or in anything at all?
那声音有，那所以那声音也是在某个东西里吗？或者以什么形式吗？
声音它就是那个声音可能传过来了吧，就发生了，有个声音出现了，
传过来是不是？
对，就是他声音出现了，传过来了，撞击了。
他是说有没有在某个东西里，声音有没有在某个东西里？
没有，没有。他也是就是没有，但是他就是说他这个就是也是个条件缘起了吧，就是。
Sound is not in anything. It also conditioned, but it's move. It's a kind of passing to the ear sense.
What does it mean to be passive to the ear sense?
Passing, I think he means the wave. Sound wave.
Sound wave. Is sound a sound wave?
好，其实大壮，我是替你引出另外一个问题啊。你说声音传过来，对不对？你的概念，你想的其实是声波，对不对？
对，老师这么一讲，我有点反应过来了。就是那个声音其实也真的没在哪里，因为那个东西也没有声音在那，它只是撞到耳根了才出现那个声音。不然的话它不是什么声音的。
所以声音不是
什么，也不在哪里。
声音不是声波。所以声音不是声波。
对对，不是。
Okay. Sound is not a sound wave. Sound just impinge on the ear sense, so it's appear. It's not in anything.
So sound is a reality which just impinges on ear sense for hearing to hear it. It arises, falls away.And when there's the idea of sound wave, is sound wave a reality or is it an idea, a concept?
所以刚刚大壮讲的是对的哦，所以其实它就只是一个所谓的 impinge 撞击耳根的一个法，所以耳是可以升起哦。所以一旦你去想着声波的时候，声波是个概念。
对对对，这个好像还是确实是，这个很明显的就是给人感觉确实没有一个实在的东西在那里，它只是缘起出现了一个东西。
Okay, yeah. So 大壮 yes, nothing is there. It just a dharma impinge on the ear sense. It's not a thing.
Just the dharma which is heard. It's not in a form. It's not in a sound wave. It's not in something. Just that reality which is heard for a moment and then falls away instantly.
所以声音呢，它就只是法，它是一个可以被听见的法，就这样子而已。它并不在什么东西里面，它也不在声波里。
And when Panya arises now and understands just that reality which is heard, just that rupa which is heard at this moment, is the Panya in some form or in anything?
那么那个去了解声音的特征，声音就只是那个被听到的法而已。这种能够去了解的智慧，它也是在某个形式里吗？
它是一个心所，它也只是，它只是，它应该是在心里吧？它是心里的一个心所，心理因子。
Panya is a cittasika mental factor. Panya is in the citta.
What does it mean to say Panya is in the citta?
好，那所谓的在心里是什么意思？
在心里，就是这个它会升起来，它会升起来了，就说明它就是以某种方式是存在着的。就是说，这个事还有点难理解的，这个比那个声音难理解一点，好像。
It's difficult to figure out. because banya is also conditioned to arise. And it usually we think about it's in the citta.
Is citta a container which has panya and the other mentator seekers inside it?
好，当我们说在心里哦，我们常常会有这种传统上的语言哦。那 Sarah 老师问说，那心是一个容器吗？它可以装东西吗？
应该也不是。
No, it's not a container.
So if there is understanding of panya or understanding of lobha or any citta seeker, is it just that reality which understands, or just that reality which is attached, or is there understanding of the reality in the citta?
Sarah, the last question, is there any...
When there's understanding of panya, the reality which understands, is it just understanding of that reality which understands, or is it understanding of a reality in a citta?
所以当智慧升起去了解他经验的对象的时候呢，只是智慧去了解他的对象，还是有个智慧在那个心里面去了解对象？
因为在那一刻那个心是出现了，然后那个智慧也出现了，但是在不在里面这个就是好像没有一个里外的这种意思，但是具体是怎么个情况，就是但是他们确实是出现了。
When there is understanding, there is also citta. They both arise. So we cannot really say if who is in what. But
this is thinking about it. It's just like seeing now. When there's understanding of seeing, just that reality which sees. No seeing in anything. No seeing in any form. Seeing is just the reality which sees. And it's the same with understanding or attachment now. If there's understanding of attachment, it's just the reality which is attached. It's not in anything. It arises together with citta, but the reality of attachment, of lobha, is just that which is attached. No need to think about it as being in anything. Otherwise, it's an idea of something or utter again.
那么这里的重点呢，是在于当直接去了解一个对象，或者是去贪爱或去嗔恨一个对象的时候呢，就只是那个法的特征出现了。一旦你有他在什么心里或什么在哪里的时候呢，其实就有一个阿达，就有一个某个东西存在的这个概念，而且是错误的概念。那所以就像演示一样，演示去经验那个被看到的时候，就只是演示而已，演示并没有在哪里。其他的法都是这样子哦，当他们出现的时候，当他们执行他们的功能的时候，他们都不是某个东西，也不在任何东西里。
We can see how deep-rooted ideas and the wrong understandings are, and that's why we have to consider one reality at a time, as the Jan has been mentioning.
所以我们可以知道哈，那个身见的根累积有多深哦，这就是为什么我们要一次讨论一个法，一次讨论一个法清楚啊，才能够逐渐根除这样子，消除这样子的邪见的力量。
So the seeing now, it arises by conditions, as you've said, and it just sees and falls away. It's not in anything at all. And in the same way, the attachment which arises by condition together with the citta,and is attached, but it's not in anything. It's not in the citta, it's not in anything.
所以一样的哦，当眼识呢，因为因缘条件升起去看的时候，他就只是去看，他并没有在任何东西里哦。那贪爱也是一样，他只是去贪那个对象，他也不在什么东西的里面，他就只是升起去执行功能，生住灭就走了。
And the visible object which is seen, as you said,it just arises by conditions, and if it impinges on eye sense, it's the object of seeing, but it's not in anything.
所以同样的，当色尘呢，所谓色尘撞击眼根成为被看的对象的时候呢，那个色尘也不在什么东西里。
And when the wrong understanding or the right understanding arise, they arise by conditions accompanying the citta, which experiences an object, and they understand wrongly or rightly what is experienced, but they're not in anything.
所以当不管是邪见或者是正见伴随着心升起的时候呢，就是去错误的了解或正确的了解经验的对象，那他们这些邪见正见都不在什么什么里面。
So it's the moment of seeing now the citta seekers arise together with it and experience the same object and fall away instantly, but they're not in anything.
所以还是强调，不管是什么法升起，像眼识去看，它不在任何的东西里哦。
嗯，这里我想请问一下老师啊，就是说，我们知道前五根就是有尘撞击到净色。那么第六根的时候，一根的时候是没有净色这个概念的话，那么就是说当譬如讲悲伤出现了，它是一个法，那这个法撞击了什么时的一根出现了对它的认知呢？
这个法你说悲伤撞击，
就譬如说对悲伤出现了，它是一个法
撞击了什么，是不是？
对，其他的法都要撞击到净色，那这个法没有撞击什么，它是怎么出现的一根？
OK。The question is about for the five sense bases, there are impingement, the rupa impinge on the pasada. But for the hadaya, we don't talk about hadaya being a pasada. So when sadness appear as an object, does the sadness impinge on the hadaya?
So apart from the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching cheetahs, all the other cheetahs arise at the hadiyawatu. It's the base, the support for those cheetahs to arise.
好，首先呢，除了双五是在各自的那个感官的净色升起以外，其他的心呢，八十九减掉十的七十九个心都在一根哈达雅升起灭去。
So can sadness arise with seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, or touching?
悲伤能够跟着双五识升起吗？
他可能他不一定吧，有的可以看到一个什么令人悲伤的，他可能就跟着双五识，然后有的时候他是可能是纯粹想的。
Possibly we may see something sad.
At the moment of seeing, how many citta seekers arise together with that? Seeing consciousness.
在看的那一刻有几个心所呢？
看的时候只有那个七个变一些心心所。
Seven cittasika.
Okay. And is sadness one of those cittasikas?
那悲伤是这七个其中之一吗？
应该是受心所。
It's a vedana cittasika.
So are you talking about sadness?A kind of dosa, or are you talking about unpleasant feeling?
He's talking about unpleasant feeling.
Okay, unpleasant feeling is different from sadness. Sadness, not being happy, is dosa. So dosa cannot arise with seeing. Can unpleasant feeling arise with seeing?
好，首先呢，先区分一下哈。当我们说悲伤的时候呢，其实我们讲的是嗔恨那个心所。那如果你要谈的是那个不愉快的感受，那个才是受心所。那既然你刚刚在谈的是受心所，我们继续讨论哦。在眼识升起的时候，七个心所包括受心所，那个受心所会是不愉快的吗？
那受心所那就是只有苦受或者是乐受或者不苦不乐受。
那在眼识的时候是哪一个？
在眼识的时候应该是那个苦受了。
It can be dukkha.
At the moments of seeing, hearing, smelling, and tasting, the vedana is always neutral feeling, never pleasant or unpleasant feeling.
事实上，在看、听、闻、尝这个眼识、耳识、鼻识、舌识升起的时候，伴随着感受呢，一定是中性的。
At the moment of touching, a moment of body consciousness,The feeling is pleasant or unpleasant, but still no aversion, no dosa, no sadness at that moment. Just unpleasant feeling, which is vipaka, because it's vipaka citta at that moment.
但是身体的感官呢，碰触的时候呢，这个时候的感受 只会是两个其中一个，要么就是舒服的或不舒服的。那可是不管是舒服还是不舒服，在碰触的那一刻不会有嗔恨哦，其实那个时刻就七个心所而已。
So these are the cittas which arise at eye sense, ear sense, etc. So all the other cittas, including the cittas with dosa or sadness, always arise at the heart base.
所以贪爱嗔恨呢，永远都在一根生灭，它不会在五个境色里面生灭。
And when we talk about seeing arising at the eye sense, does it mean seeing arises in the eye sense, or what does it mean to say seeing arises at the eye sense?
当我们说眼识在眼根升起的时候，那代表眼识在眼根里吗？我们说眼识在眼根升起是什么意思呢？
就是它出现了。
It just appear.
It just means that the reality, the rupa of eye sense,has arisen and the visible object has impinged on it in order for seeing to experience that visible object. So it just means that reality has arisen and is the base or the support or the condition for seeing to see visible object.
那么在看的那一刻呢，那个色尘或一定只是有它的原因，它撞击了眼根。那眼识升起呢，也是有它的原因，它升起了，不管是业报或者是因为有色尘撞击，这些都是必要的原因。
And in the same way, if there is thinking with sadness now, the thinking and the sadness have to arise at the hadiyavatu. But it doesn't mean that the thinking or the sadness is in the hadiyavatu, the heart base. It just means the reality.Hadiyavatu has to have arisen and be a condition for that thinking and sadness to experience the concept, the object of that thinking and sadness.
那么当我们说悲伤的时候呢，那个是嗔恨伴随着心在 Hadiyavatu 在一根的生灭。
Because in this realm, every citta needs a rupa.To be a support and to condition it to by being the base. That's all it means. It doesn't mean the citta is in the heart base or the sadness is in the heart.
所以当我们说心在某个根升起的时候呢，并不是说心在那个根里面升起了，那只是在说明需要有根去支柱它而已，要有一个设法去支柱这个心的升起。
So I just briefly say that what I was saying was it doesn't mean that the thinking or the sadness is in the heart base. It just means those different realities have to have arisen and support each other in order for the thinking to think about the concept. There has to be Hadiyavatu as base. But thinking is not in the heart base, not in anything.
Right. 刚Sarah 可能以为我们没有听到，所以他又强调了一次，当这些悲伤啊，所谓的嗔恨这个心所跟心在一根升起的时候呢，就只是说一根支柱他们升起了，但是并不是这些法在一根里哦。
So we just learn about the different realities which are meet together.And condition each other in different ways to understand that actually there's no thing there, no one there, just different dharmas arising by different conditions. And the heart base is one condition for that citta to arise, just as the eye sense is a condition for the seeing to arise. That's
all. 一根呢是很多心跟心所升起的因缘条件，就像眼根呢是眼识升起的因缘条件一样，那这里的重点就是当这些不同的法升起的时候，他们会被描述成所谓的相聚哦，然后就是明法去经验它的对象这样子。
好的，我听明白了，谢谢 Sarah， 谢谢老师。
Many points to consider. This is how we understand how deep the Dharma is, and.Little by little, the understanding wears away the misunderstanding.
所以 有很多要去思考的点哦，什么是正确的了解，什么是错误的了解。
So you see that even understanding from the very beginning that actually there's no self, is that enough?
所以即使在一开始我们去了解没有我，但这是足够的吗？
不行，还是得从法上面一个个去了解。
It's not enough. Dharma one word at a time.
Not yet, right? Because it's only just thinking and learning about that while reality is now arising and falling away all the time so rapidly. That's why there must be the understanding more that this, if it's not known directly, it cannot eradicate the idea of self and any akusala at all.
还不够，因为我们现在只是在想着。因为现在就有很多法在身边，可是我们只是想着这些法的概念而已，所以除非能直接经验法，那是不可能逐渐消除邪。
That's why there are three levels of understanding the teaching, not enough just hearing, because it's only I who is listening, but the idea of self is still there.Because not enough, not strong enough understanding. That's why the teaching goes on to talk about or to say about what is there, which can bring more understanding than just hearing about it.
所以不够，所以智慧有不同的阶段了，三个主要的大的阶段了。那在现在我们只是在理智上去听是不够的，因为还是有一个我在听，我在想，这个我的概念还是蛮强的哦。一直到除非能够真的知道在那里的是什么，才可以真的慢慢的消除这个邪见。
For example, that you see now, and we know that it's not self, it's just that which experiences, but that is the thinking.At that moment, not the direct understanding of the characteristic which is different between that which sees and that which is seen. No understanding of that yet.
所以即使当我们讨论眼视呢，好，眼视是去看的，眼视有各种因缘条件，我们都只是去想着那个眼视而已，并不是真的直接经验，真的直接了解眼视是那个去看的，它跟那个被看到的是不同的特征。
Only understanding that that which is seen cannot experience, and the seeing is that which only experience, that is not enough. One has to understand this more and more, that that's not enough, because the self is there who think about that.
所以这样光只是这样子知道是不够的，因为有一个我在想着这些啊，所以必须要一直的听，一直的思会，闻会思会。
And this is the difference between each reality in details. For example, at moment of understanding, there cannot be just understanding. There must be other reality with it, condition it to arise.
那么当智慧升起的时候呢，不会只有智慧而已，一定还有其他的法跟它一起升起，互相资助。
We heard about sati many, many times.Only sati is heard, but what is it? This should be carefully known. Otherwise, no understanding. Just copy the word sati, 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 not understanding the truth of it.
当我们讲念或者是觉知的时候呢，我们只是在讲着这个名字而已。我们有真的了解它是什么吗？我们即使一直重复念或者是觉知，并不是真的了解它。
That's why realities are so different and lots of realities are known by conditions. That's why begin to understand just one characteristic of a reality at a time to know it better, better and better.
所以我们就是一次把一个法呢讨论得清楚，能够至少在理智上越来越了解它。
So is sati the panya the same as panya or is sati panya?
那么觉知跟智慧一样吗？觉知是智慧吗？
不是。
Can sati understand?
觉知可以去了解吗？
不行。
No.
Right. Because what is sati and what is panya?
对，他不能去了解。那什么是觉知？什么是智慧呢？
智慧是那个可以去了解法的特征的。觉知呢，是那个就是可以连接智慧的，导向智慧。
连接导向智慧，是不是 ？Banya is that which understand Dharma, and Sati is the one that lead to Banya.
But what is its characteristic? Sati.
那觉知的特征，念的特征功能是什么？
它就是导向智慧，它升起了，然后智慧才能够出现。
Its characteristic is to lead to the banya, so when sati arises, banya can arise.
Can sati does not lead to banya? Can sati not lead to banya?
那有没有觉知是不会有智慧的？
对，觉知没有哦，
不会，就是有没有觉知的时刻是没有智慧的。
哦，这个意思，有，
Yes, there are, there can be sati without banya.
That's why it doesn't always lead to or condition banya. But when banya is that, there must be sati. That's why we have to learn in order to have the no one there at all, little by little. Otherwise, when there's not enough understanding, all come together as something, like just that which experiences. But what is that? How many is there?
对，所以有时候是不会有智慧伴随觉知升起的时候，当你说导向的时候，事实上你要说的是它是它的因缘条件，它没有具生缘，对不对？
对，
所以这些其实目前我们都是混在一起哦，好像都是混在一起，有一个什么东西在那里。
As whenever they come together at once, it's impossible to understand each of it as no one, no self and thing.
如果我们不能够一个一个去清楚的了解，我们就没有办法去拆解掉一个整体啊，不会知道说并不是一个人在看在听。
Otherwise, it can condition moment of I will try, see, not understanding that actually even that viriya is not I, or that which experiences is not I. It has to be clearer than.We used to think about it. It's not difficult at all.
否则的话呢，我们不会了解精进呢，就只是一个法。那我们就会认为是我去努力或什么。所以，如果不是一个一个去了解法，那个我的概念还是在那里很强哦。
Can banya arise alone?
智慧能单独升起吗？那
因为它出现就出现了。它只是说，哎，这个智慧确实啊，它这个出现的因缘条件是什么？
Da Zhuang is actually asking what's the condition for banya to arise or appear. 你要说的是出现哈？
对。
The question.
就是升起吧，升起的。
升起 ，OK. The condition for banya to arise.
But the question is, can banya arise alone?
但是老师问你的是，智慧能单独升起吗？
不行啊，它需要因缘条件的。
No, need conditions.
What are conditions for banya to arise?
好，那就回到你的问题了。那所以智慧升起的条件是什么？
就是不是太清楚。就是说，譬如眼识升起需要眼根跟尘，但是智慧升起它需要什么条件呢？就是多闻呢。
What's the condition for banya to arise?
Okay, just one condition.
那你看能不能想一个条件，试看看。
我觉得就是多闻
listening to Dharma.
Yes, but is that listening? Listening is hearing and thinking. What is that with banya?
好，那听佛法的时候是不是就一定有智慧在听呢？
不一定。
Not necessary. There's banya when listening Dharma.
But what is that? It needs that too, the main condition too.
所以那智慧到底是需要什么样的条件呢？
See, without considering, it's impossible to understand whatever we have heard before. They come together to condition each different moment, a little understanding, and then more and more and more and more. So the question is for thinking wisely to understand, because the truth is there. What is there?Which is a condition, an important condition for banya to arise.
好，那么刚刚讲说听闻佛法，那听的时候有没有想，想的时候有没有智慧，其实是关键的。也就是说， 智慧的升起的一个因缘条件就是过去累积的智慧，所以有过去的智慧，现在的智慧才有机会升起。当然也是因为听闻佛法，那这个升起就累积，那就成为后来的智慧继续升起的条件。
Maybe a little more thinking, and then you find out.
那么或许你可以再多思考一下这个问题，你会可能可以自己了解。
嗯，就是还是要多闻正见。
那个是其中一个条件，对。
嗯。
It has to be, see, your own understanding from hearing without considering. It cannot be known. It cannot be panya. So what is there?
那么必须是自己的了解啊，自己的智慧去了解。如果虽然听了，可是并没有思考，并没有智慧去思考了解，那也不会是智慧升起的条件。
Otherwise, without considering and understanding, it's impossible to understand better and better to let go the idea of self.
那么没有这些听闻佛法、思考佛法，那智慧的升起去了解的时候，是不可能根除邪见的。
When there's no understanding, the idea of self is there almost all the time, unknown. That's why we have to listen carefully and consider very carefully to be one's own understanding. Never forget. It's at the tip of your tongue, but you might forget, didn't think about it yet.
老师提到舌尖啊，好像 you say tip of tongue and then
ready to answer when you know, see, but when it's not there yet, it's quite close to what you have thought about before.
老师刚是比喻，就是你要说什么时候，在你的就是舌尖的时候，那其实有时候就是真相是跟你想的，老师的意思就是你还要再多仔细自己去想一想。
See how long will it take to understand reality just one at a time until everything is clear and clearer to let go of the idea of self.
所以这是要花很久的时间，一点一滴的才能慢慢去了解。
嗯，是的，这个他是不是说就是八正道是这个是一个因缘条件？
八正道本身是因缘条件，还是它是什么的因缘条件吗？
是智慧出现升起的因缘条件。
因
为智慧就是那个嘛，就是那个正见嘛。
反过来，
然后正见要升起的话，那就是需要，是不是就是说要需要，一个是需要了解啊，听闻。
I think the question is about the past factors, the banya condition, the past factors or the past factors.
Yes, panya cannot arise alone. It arises with many chitta-sikas. But which one is the main one to condition panya?
那智慧呢？它不会单独升起哦，它有其他的心所一起升起，它们互相资助哦。就是哪一个是主要去资助智慧升起的
？See, and when you know, you won't forget it.
当你真的知道的时候，你是不会忘记的。
Every conditions.Are necessary for panya to arise, but which one is the main one?
就是说，最接近的、最主要的那个支柱智慧升起的，到底是哪一个？刚刚讨论的八正道的那几个原因。
Because other jitta-sikas also condition other jitta, but when it's panya, it needs that one.
新的升起呢，需要心所支柱哦，所以不同种类的心有不同种类的心所的支柱，但是当智慧的时候呢？一定有一个非常主要的心所是资助它升起的。
Would you like me to say that? Or would you like to think more about it?
你想我告诉你答案，还是你想要再多想一想？
是不是正念赋予正见
？Is it sati conditioned banya?
Right. Because the other jitta-sika can condition other jitta, but when it's banya, it needs that one sati.That's why we talk about sati so many, many times in a day. But what is it? What citta does it arise with? Because sati can arise with all kinds of kusa, even there's no panya. But whenever panya, there must be sati. And we heard a lot about satipatthana, how important. Why not patsapatthana, jetanapatthana, and so on. But it has to be satipatthana. See, that's why we learn to understand the characteristic of sati. Otherwise, we think of just the name sati. But why and how it can condition panya. And sometimes when it's not strong enough, it can condition any kusala, wholesome citta without panya. So the sati which condition panya is different from sati which condition any level of kusala. That's why it has to go on understanding better about different degrees of each reality in order just to understand from hearing that there is not anyone at all, no self, and that is only level of intellectual understanding, not enough to let go the idea of self, but let go from the very beginning of listening to the teacher, not just for other thing else, only for panya to understand it. And this is satya of the parami, just for the sake of understanding the truth of whatever is now. Otherwise, it will go astray to other things, not to understand what is there now, which is very difficult, but it can be developed.